We're talking with Rosemary Rivera, who's one of the co-executive directors of Citizen Action here in New York. We wanted to talk to her about the HEROES Act, which is, you know, trying to get Congress on a COVID relief act. But Rosemary, I think most people pretty much know about Citizen Action, but you want to give us a quick introduction and then what you're hoping to see with the COVID relief and the HEROES Act.
Sure. Citizen Action of New York is a grassroots organization. We work on all of those little issues like healthcare and criminal justice issues and housing, you know, the tiny ones in our normal everyday society. We look for transformational change, and structural reforms is how we do our work. And what I'd like to see in the HEROES Act, actually, I'd like to see it be a little bit more radical in terms of actually its inclusivity. There were a lot of people left out during the CARES Act. Many corporations have been getting bailed out, and the people at the same time have not been. For instance, there were people making over $1 million were equipped to get some of the relief funds and out of the CARES Act, while many working people who are on the front lines every day and essential workers got a whopping $1,200. So I'd really like to see people covered and not just corporations.
And I imagine, though, in Citizen Action background, that, you know, one of the issues you're concerned about is making sure people have, you know, access to good quality health care as well as a stable income.
Absolutely. I mean, we're at a point where we have a trifecta with a health crisis, racial tensions in the country, along with, you know, a pandemic that is really affecting us all. So expansion in terms of Medicaid, really rethinking. I don't think that we are going to be able to go back to the same old that we had prior to this pandemic. I think people are waking up across the country and realizing that we need to really take care of our people in terms of health and in our society.
Now, Congress did do, I guess, the first relief act for COVID, but they had postponed it until after the July 4th vacation, which is, you know, they're on right at the moment. What are you hearing from Congress and particularly the Senate, since that's controlled by the Republicans, about whether some of the principles of the people's bailout, you know, are going to be a core part of what they do next?
So I do know, I literally got off the phone with one of Chuck Schumer's staff people at a town hall that we had in Buffalo. And it's clear that they are, like, the HEROES Act is looking at, you know, establishing a $200 billion fund to ensure that essential workers receive hazard pay. There is going to be like more direct payments and worker safety and preserve some health coverage. So the HEROES Act actually has a lot of good things in it. We need to make sure that that comes home. So there is a lot of opposition to that in terms of how robust the actual act that passes is. There's question on whether this is the last act before the new year, especially as COVID increases its destructive course at this point. That is there's a lot in terms of rent. You know, what I just heard from Schumer's staff person is that, you know, there's a lot of different rules and regulations that apply throughout different counties and states. However, there are particular bills that are being supported. One of those bills is a eviction moratorium bill that Senator Warren has, and a rental assistance bill where there is absolutely an ability to cancel rent throughout the pandemic. As people are faced with job losses, they can't meet that rent. And that is definitely rent and mortgage as well. Homeowners need relief at this point. So those things are being considered. What is being talked about a lot, according to my conversations, is about whether the $600 unemployment insurance benefits is going to go into the HEROES Act further when they come back. or not. So that is definitely being discussed, and it is a point of contention at this point. So we need to make sure that unemployment benefits are extended and that, you know, that those unemployment benefits also are inclusive of so many others, particularly immigrants, were not included in the first CARES Act.
Now, unfortunately, you know, a lot of the victims of the COVID-19 crisis disproportionately have been, you know, people of color and low-income people. You know, what are some of the ways you're hoping that this HEROES Act will address those populations or other populations that need assistance?
Well, right now, infection rates are really skyrocketing in my community, so the Latinx communities. Black and brown communities are definitely being hit. There's a recorded like 32% increase in new cases compared to a 15% increase for all other in counties, in predominantly Latino counties. We definitely need to ensure that people have a safeguard. So many people are being forced to work at this point with pre-existing conditions, et cetera, because they don't have another way to live. We need to actually make sure that we are taking care of people in terms of giving them an ability to apply for those unemployment insurance benefits.
Now, I know at the state level, Citizen Action and New York Renews have been calling for, you know, a relief package that's, you know, sort of a green, you know, economic stimulus. Is that also one of the principles you're trying to get into the people's bailout?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is one of the principles. Another one of the principles in terms of what we're trying to pass is also canceling rent and ending evictions, emergency money for people, extended pandemic unemployment insurance benefits, canceling student debt, and of course, a green jobs and just recovery. Because our country is at a pivotal moment and it requires a new way of thinking and approach to the crisis and the threats to, you know, this you know, warming climate and how this has all been magnified at this point. So we really want to have a public employment program, which would guarantee that every person who wishes to work finds a meaningful and dignified job on projects of national importance, which includes climate in a big way, infrastructure jobs. That would really help at this point.
So we have about 90 seconds left. We've been talking with Rosemary Rivera, co-executive director of Citizen Action. So I'll leave you the two-part question. Just reading some of the materials, I noticed the concept of regenerative economy. Perhaps you could briefly address that. And then if people want to have an impact upon the support, the HEROES Act, well, you know, what can they do right now?
Well, right now, I mean, in New York State, we have Chuck Schumer at this point. I mean, the whole point is Chuck has been definitely trying to fight and negotiate at this point in a big way. I think right now what we need to do is actually make Chuck bring it home. Chuck's got to bring that home at this point. So we need people who are in other parts of the country to also really call their senators and push at this point, because we need to hold people accountable. We're in a serious crisis at this point. If folks want to learn more about and stay informed about things, they can actually text right now. Just text ACTION, ACTION, to 83224. That would be fantastic. We will keep you posted and up to date on things that are happening across the state. If you want to be informed about things that are happening at the national level as well as the state level, our legislative session is opening up again, and there's a lot of things to happen in terms of how we're reimagining schools, how we're looking at rent in New York State. There's a lot of fights going on that actually impact you directly.
And well, Rosemary Rivera, we're out of time. Citizen Action of New York, and this has been Mark Dunley. for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.